It's 8:48, time now for Ask the Expert on WFIR, and I welcome in my guest this morning, Connie Gulick with Gulick Capital. Hi, Connie, good morning.
Hi, Joey. Good morning to you.
Well, as we get started this morning, Connie, when it comes to Social Security, Connie, does it make any difference when I start my benefit?
Well, Joey, Social Security is like an inflation-protected pension that lasts your entire life. And yes, your decision of when to start receiving benefits will impact how much you receive over your entire lifetime. Under the original Social Security Act of 1935, workers had to be 65 years old to receive full benefits. In order to maintain the solvency of the system, Congress voted in 1983 to raise the full retirement age to 66 for those born between 1943 and 1954. Now, keep in mind that the oldest workers that were impacted by that legislation were only 40 years old at the time. So they had an advance notice of 25 years that their full Social Security benefit would not start until age 66. And for workers born between 1955 and 1960, the full retirement age gradually increases to age 67. Now, you can start receiving benefits as early as age 62. And if you're widowed or disabled, you could start even earlier. But if you trigger your benefit at age 62, it will be 32% less than your full retirement benefit for the rest of your life. And if you're still working at 62, you also need to consider the tax impact and the offset for earned income. So my advice in most cases is not to start receiving Social Security benefits at least until you're retired. But on the other side of the coin, you may choose to delay receiving Social Security until you're 70. And if you delay until 70, your benefit will be 32% higher in inflation-adjusted terms than if you start at 66. This higher benefit will be inflation-adjusted and compounded for the rest of your life. And 32% is the minimum increase, because if you continue to work past age 66 and you delay Social Security, the impact is likely to be even greater. And the reason for this is that your Social Security benefit is based on your 35 highest earning years. So in most cases, if you continue to work past 66, those are going to be your highest earning years, and delaying will have an even greater impact on your ultimate benefit. So the compounding of 8% per year for delaying, plus calculating the benefit off a larger base, combine to mean that you're definitely getting a return on your investment for continuing to work and to pay Social Security payroll taxes for those 4 years. So this is a benefit that will last a lifetime. It's inflation protected, and there's a survivor benefit for your spouse. The decision of when to start should be made only after consulting with a professional and reviewing all your available options. If you're wondering when to start your Social Security benefit, call us. Let's talk about how we can help you make an informed decision.
And Connie, if our listeners would like to get in touch with you about that very topic, what's the best way they can get in touch with you?
They can call us at 540-772-4545. Our number again is 540-772-4545.
And this has been Ask the Expert this morning on WFIR.